This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Marley, Dean of the University of Healing. If you want to build a ship, don't drum up people to collect wood, and don't assign them tasks and work, but rather teach them to long for the endless immensity of the sea. If you want to build a ship, don't drum up people to collect wood, and don't assign them tasks and work, but rather teach them to long for the endless immensity of the sea. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. I have an interesting little comment. Mm-hmm. Well, I look at it from my point of view. Who, what do I want in my world? People are wonderful. Life would be rather uninteresting without people in my world. All of the people in my world are just my creation. I have specifically chosen to include them in my life just the way they are, with all their idiosyncrasies and normalness. However, I like just the way they are. As I progress on my spiritual journey, I become more selective of just who and what I include in my personal array of friends, associates, relatives, and circumstances. I begin to carefully decide whether the people I have chosen to be in my world are truly the ones who are beneficial to me on my spiritual path, or are they deleterious and divisive, dualistic and contrary to my direction. It can be such, such subtle ways. It demands that I'm a good guardian of the portals of my consciousness, of my life, and of my body. I make the choice not by exclusion, but by inclusion. I daily include in my life that which is beneficial, salubrious, and glorious for my existence. True, this is an unusual selection. It means that I leave off reading, viewing, and speaking about anything contrary to my highest good and my best. I must be God of my world, creator of my existence, from the word go. I do this as I am one-pointed, untouched, non-judgmental, and non-possessive. Then I love all unconditionally. The fruits of such effort, such a specific program of perfection, is beyond words, beyond description, but not beyond experiencing. This is my choice, and I revel in it. This is why I've chosen to be a sharer, that is, teacher, for I teach best what I most desire to experience for myself. Those words will appear in God's pocket in a future issue of The Gist. And in keeping with that, we have another topic here called revealing. Now, Saint Xavier was suggesting that we illumine people's minds with the idea of the immensity of the sea to get them to want to go and build a boat to travel on the sea. But I call this revealing. I think that when I go to school, I am learning all of the things which are being taught to me. What an interesting observation. If I only knew the truth, I would approach the art of learning quite differently. No matter the subject, no matter the intensity of the information which is given to me, only when I arrive at the, oh, I see, conclusion does it make any sense to me. This happens hundreds of times every hour while I'm in school. I'm not aware that it's taking place because I am taught that what I am doing is learning what I did not know before. All knowledge exists. It always was, always will be. I am not a pioneer on the frontier of an uncharted land, an untraveled area of the universe. Rather, I am awakening to the fact that all knowledge has always been there, has always been known, and dwells in me, awaiting my revelation of it to myself. While it appears to be true that the wealth of knowledge of our forefathers of generations before generations has found out the information and made it available to subsequent generations, this is an amusing fallacy. Truly, all is always known, and I am making myself aware of it. I am revealing what I have always known within me, but have been taught by my elders that I did not know and had to learn by a tedious series of lessons to arrive at that understanding. Now I know, and it is exciting, as it is being revealed to me by myself. Smile. We have wonderful opportunities to do great things in our life, to achieve great goals. And for some reason, we really don't pay attention to it. We really don't listen to it. We forget. We forget that when our teacher is kneeling at our feet, it's still our teacher. And when our teacher says something, it is fact. It is valid. And if we don't respect it, then we don't respect the teacher or the teaching, and we might as well look into some other field. But perhaps it's awakening within ourselves of realizing that we are our own illumination. St. Xavier was saying that when you excite people about building a boat, they'll want to go down to the sea and create one so they can travel out into the immense unknown. Are we ready to travel into the immense unknown within ourselves? This is what we're learning here. We're learning to travel to the immense unknown within ourselves, to realize that within each of us is a great and wonderful mystery waiting for us to reveal it to ourselves. And as we find this mystery, we find that it's really not a mystery, but it's a mystery until we find it, because we're searching for that elusive Pimpernel. We're searching for that elusive understanding, that elusive knowledge that it's not elusive. It's just that we have looked in the wrong places for it. We've looked in books. We've looked in the minds of others. And it is done unto us according to our belief. We want to look into our own consciousness, our own mind. And as we look into our own mind, we'll find magic every moment of our life. Magic just waiting to be expressed and waiting to be given to us by every possible means, mostly our own thinking. So when you're ready to take that wonderful journey into yourself, I'm standing there with you, watching and holding your hand and suggesting how you can do it. But you've got to want to do that with all your heart. And you've got to treat me, perhaps, like you would your mother. You put your hand in your mother's and you walk across the street feeling secure. You put your hand in your father's hand and you feel that there's nothing in the world that can hurt you or that can keep you from your highest good. Well, this is how you should respond to your share, your teacher, not that I'm your answer. But I'm holding your hand while you're finding yourself, while you're revealing yourself to yourself, and really coming to the awareness that you don't need me. But up until that point, it's kind of scary. It's kind of frightening, because we're reaching into a land, into an uncharted field that we had not gone into before. And yet it was always right there within us, waiting for us to explore it and waiting for us to enjoy it. So if you're ready, I'm here and ready with you. And if you're not ready, I'm still here and ready with you. And I'm ready for thousands around the world, many of whom you have the opportunity to know a little bit about. And as you know a little bit about them, you feel confronted by them. You feel intimidated by them. You feel pushed by them. And you don't realize you have to be like the Good Samaritan. You give of your largesse. You give of your money. You give of your time. You give of your interest for a person who you don't even know. A naked, injured person on the side of the road who everyone else ignored. But you stopped. You didn't see him naked. You didn't see him injured. You just saw him as a human being waiting for you to give your hand to him and lead him into his own wholeness. Now, that's a wonderful thing to be able to do and not be possessed by it. If you're ready for that, then you're ready for a very exciting adventure. And coming here to the University of Healing, you've made a decision to move in that exciting adventure. But in the movement, your guiding hand is going to always be discouraging you from holding on, but never letting go while you're finding yourself. So look deep within yourself and find the truth about yourself. Find the love and the joy and the peace that you are. And when you do that, then you'll have that exciting adventure of knowing who you are inside yourself, and all will be revealed to you. And now, I love you. Have a wonderful evening.